Vance, Iran can't access enriched uranium now, but removing it is a red line. By Ian Hanchett on April 13, 2026. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's special report, Vice President J.D. Vance said that there is no flexibility on the need to remove Iran's enriched uranium. And that doesn't matter, of course, because they have access to that material now. That material was actually buried underground by Operation Midnight Hammer. But if you think about this over the long haul, the president doesn't want to leave the next president or the president after that to be worrying about this program. And so, we would like to get that material out of the country completely so that the United States has control of it. Vance said, here are two things in particular where the president of the United States really said we have no flexibility. We have to get to the outcome that the president said. On the first of those things, what some people call the dust, which is the enriched uranium that the Iranians currently possess. We have said that we want that to come out of their country and we would like to take possession of it. Now, why does that matter? That doesn't matter, of course, because they have access to that material now. That material was actually buried underground by Operation Midnight Hammer. But if you think about this over the long haul, the president doesn't want to leave the next president or the president after that to be worrying about this program. And so, we would like to get that material out of the country completely so that the United States has control of it. That's number one. He continued, and the second thing is that, again, to this point about verification, it's one thing for the Iranians to say that they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. It's another thing for us to put in place the mechanism to ensure that's not going to happen. Part of that is, of course, to ensure that they don't have the ability to enrich uranium, which is how they got so close to a nuclear weapon before. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.